The Piano Concerto by Edvard Grieg is a staple of classical repertoire. There are scores of recordings of it. A new one caught the ear of music critic Tom Manoff and got him thinking about the enduring characteristics of the work.
I have a special affection for the Piano Concerto in A minor by Edvard Grieg. It was the first piano concerto I heard on record as a child, and like many young piano students, I dreamed of the day I might walk on stage, take a deep bow, and launch into its thunderous opening. The concerto is more than thunder, though. A work of many moods, it spins out a magical lyricism that I found utterly captivating. Other kids had their special books, their Charlotte's Web, their Goodnight Moons. I can't remember a single book I read before the age of 10, but I remember this music. The Grieg Piano Concerto bears that crusty designation, Warhorse, a 19th century piece that some listeners consider overplayed and overly romantic. What an odd circumstance, scorning music as beautiful as this because it's too emotional, too beautiful. The truth about so-called warhorses is this. Most often, they're works of genius. That's the reason they stay in the repertoire. Grieg expressed his genius by infusing German romanticism with rhythms and melodic patterns from Norway, his homeland. There's special interest, then, in this new recording by another Norwegian genius, pianist Leif Ove Andsnes. Among his many gifts is a keen dramatic sense that keeps what is grand from becoming grandiose. Here he rollicks on a theme Grieg based on Norwegian fiddle music. There are countless recordings of the Grieg Concerto, but if I had to choose one, this is it. Leif Ove Andsnes, joined by Marius Janssens, conducting the Berlin Philharmonic, have given a splendid and definitive performance of this famous work. Some may call it a warhorse. I prefer to call it a thoroughbred.
Edvard Grieg's Piano Concerto, performed here by Leif Ove Andsnes. Our reviewer is Tom Manoff. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.